to Sangha Pant. Today, we are really fortunate to have Estes Gaur Vilas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 6.4.31 onwards. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Over to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. For the first time, we have the pleasure of welcoming His Grace Gaur Vilas Prabhuji to our call. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2004. He earned an MBBS degree from Grant Medical College. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji joined the ashram in 2010, and he was initiated as a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2012. Prabhuji preaches in various medical and engineering colleges, and he also conducts programs for doctors at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and in corporate environments. He is a teacher of Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhav courses. He also conducts congregational programs in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji has done thorough studies of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you so much for joining us today, Prabhuji. We're looking forward to your class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for that brief introduction on Prabhuji. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept all of our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are really fortunate to have you on this call today to hear the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji, without delay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So thank you. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to serve. So I seek blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification and for the pleasure of devotees. We'll begin with our prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha, He Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namosute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda, Vaneshwari, Vrishabhano, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye, Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Namo om vishnupadaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swami nitinamine. Namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine. Jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to serve. So I'm told to discuss on this 6th canto, 4th chapter, verse number 31. So we'll recite the verse and read the translation and the purport. Yashaktayo vaditam vadinam vai vivada samvada bhuo bhavanti kurvanti chaisham huratma moham tasme namunanta gunaya bhumne. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-powerful, all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities. Acting from within the cores of all philosophers who propagate various views, He causes them to forget their own souls, while sometimes agreeing, sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus, He creates within this material world a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Purport. It's a long purport. Since time immemorial, or since time of creation, of the cosmic manifestation, the conditioned souls have formed various parties of philosophical speculation. But this is not true of devotees. Non-devotees have different ideas of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and therefore they are called vadis and prativadis, proponents and counter-proponents. It is understood from the statement of Mahabharata that there are many speculators, tarko pratishtha shrutayo vibhinna nasav rishir yasya matam na bhinnam. All speculators must disagree with others. Otherwise, why should there be so many opposing parties concerned with ascertaining the supreme cause? Philosophy means finding the ultimate cause. As Vedanta Sutra very reasonably says, athato brahma jigyasa, human life is meant for understanding the ultimate cause. Devotees accept that the ultimate cause is Krishna because this conclusion is supported by all Vedic literatures and also by Krishna himself, who says, Aham sarvasya prabhavaha, I am the source of everything. Devotees have no problem understanding the ultimate cause of everything, but non-devotees must face many opposing elements because everyone who wants to be a prominent philosopher invents his own way. In India, there are many parties of philosophers such as Dvaitavadis, Advaitavadis, Vaisheshika, Mimamsaka, Mayavadis, Swabhavavadis. Each of them opposes the others. Similarly, in the Western countries, there are many philosophers with different views of creation, life, maintenance, and annihilation. Thus, it is undoubtedly a fact that there are countless philosophers throughout the world, each of them contradicting the others. Now one might ask, why there are so many philosophers if the ultimate goal of philosophy is one? Undoubtedly, the ultimate cause is one, the Supreme Brahman, as Arjuna told Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam, Divyam Adidevam, Majam Vibhum. He has said, you are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are unborn in all-pervading beauty. Non-devotee speculators, however, do not accept an ultimate cause because they are ignorant and bewildered concerning the soul and its activities. Even though some of them have a vague idea of soul, many controversies arise, and the philosophical speculators can never reach a conclusion. All of these speculators are envious of Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita 16.19-20, where Krishna says, I put them into the hellish species of life because they are envious. The great authority Parashar, the father of Vyasdev, explains the Supreme Lord, Jnana Shakti Balaishwarya Viryate Jam Sasheshataha Bhagavat Shabda Vachyani Vina Hinai Vinahir Gunadibhi. Demoniac speculators cannot understand the transcendental form, qualities, pastime, strength, knowledge, and opulence of the Supreme Lord, which are free from all contamination. These speculators are envious of the existence of the Lord. Jagadahur Anishwaram, their conclusion is that the entire cosmic manifestation has no controller, but is just working naturally. Thus, they are kept in constant darkness, birth after the birth, and cannot understand the real cause of all causes. That is the reason why there are so many schools of philosophical speculation. Hare Krishna. So, this is a very, very philosophical, very wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where this Hamsaguhi prayers are being offered by Prajapati Daksha to the Supreme Lord Vishnu as he appeared in front of him. So this is a very, very interesting section where the personality who is offering the prayers, he is a very powerful personality. Just to have a background of who is this Daksha, he is the same person who offended Lord Shiva. And Then he was killed by Lord Shiva's associate Virbhadra. Again, and then he was given a goat head. He could not bear the, you know, embarrassment of moving around with goat head, and he gave up his body. Again appeared as the son of Prachetas and Marisha, and went to the forest and did tapasya for 5 manvantars. Came back in the 6th manvantar. Because at the end of the 5 manvantars, Lord appeared. And these are the prayers which Daksha is offering to the Lord when he appears in front of him. So these prayers, you know, this particular verse, it is a very, very philosophical and very, very wonderful verse, where Daksha is pointing out that how Lord works in such a way that he bewilders people. And to come to right conclusion, it is not so easy. In fact, in the Vedas, it is said that by reading the scriptures, by reading the Vedas, to come to the conclusion, it is very difficult. Because that's how it is made. Vedas are made in such a way, written in such a way that there are so many conclusions you can draw. Our entire Vedic philosophy is can be divided into a Vedic part and a non-Vedic part. So the Vedic philosophy has 6 kinds of philosophy in it, Vedic part. You know, as Prabhupada also wrote in the purport, some of them, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga Patanjali, then Karma Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. These are the 6 kinds of philosophies which are considered to be Vedic. I will not go into the detail of this, just to have some information I am just speaking. And the non-Vedic part is all the other, you know, faiths which have come up, Jainism, Buddhism, Charvak philosophy. So all these are different 2 sections of Indian philosophy, Vedic and non-Vedic. And Vedanta, written by Vyasadeva, it is a conclusion of all the Vedic conclusions, Vedic books. All this knowledge can be divided into 3 parts. They are called as Prasthana Traya. What is this Prasthana Traya? It consists of Shruti, Smriti and Nyaya. Shruti means that which is heard. All the Vedas, they were heard by the sages. They are the words of God directly spoken and they were heard by the sages. That is called as Shruti. Smriti means the words which are heard, remembered and explained by the sages according to their understanding. And the Nyaya, that is used to prove the logical conclusions, Vedic conclusions. Srila Prabhupada is so wonderful and so very expert that he has given us all these 3. Because many times people say, you are not speaking from Vedas. No, we want to hear from the Vedas. You just speak from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. What about Vedas? Srila Prabhupada, he has given us everything. And these 4 very, very important books for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Nectar of Devotion. These are the most essential books which Srila Prabhupada has given us. So what is this? And he has also given us Ishopanishad. Why he has given us Ishopanishad for most of the students, for most of the devotees? Ishopanishad is the last book which they understand. You know, although it is the first book which they read in Bhakti Shastri, but most of the time we have difficulty understanding that. Why Srila Prabhupada has given us this Ishopanishad? Because this is a part of Upanishad which comes under Shruti. Then why he has given us Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is Smriti because it comes in Mahabharat. Why he has given us Bhagavatam? Because it is a logical explanation of the Vedanta Sutra, it is the Nyaya, natural commentary. So we may not even realize what Srila Prabhupada has done by giving us these three books. He has given us everything. Nobody can say that Srila Prabhupada has not given us Vedas. He has given us Vedas in the form of Ishopanishad. He has given us Smriti Puranas in the form of Bhagavad Gita. He has given us Bhagavatam, which is the Nyaya. So that's how Srila Prabhupada has very wonderfully given us everything. And we don't have to go to any other Vedic literature to understand the philosophy. Srila Prabhupada has given all the philosophy very concisely, very precisely in all these books. And especially we say we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So being a Gaudiya Vaishnava, we have identity as we identify. That's our pride. You know, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. We are connected to a great parampara. So if we call ourselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we should understand what book should be, you know, dear to us. Bhagavad Gita is a pan-Vedic book. Everybody reads Bhagavad Gita. Throughout the world, people are reading Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. Vaishnavas read Srimad Bhagavatam. All the devotees of Vishnu, you take any sampradaya. Shri Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, any Sampradaya, they read Bhagavatam. That is a Vaishnava book. And Chaitanya Charitamrit is a Gaudiya Vaishnava book. So therefore, we as followers of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we should read and imbibe the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada, he would tell that if anyone reads the first 14 chapters, first 7 chapters of the Adilila, he will never leave ISKCON in dearth of philosophy. So much of philosophy is given in that Adilila 7 chapters. And there will be no confusion. Problem is, you know, many times devotees, many times we have this doubt whether I am doing right, whether the process will work. These doubts come because of two things. Either we have not read the philosophy or we have not applied the philosophy. These are the two reasons. Marga babhuva sandigta trinai channaya samskrita na abhyasyamana shrutayo dujai kalena chahata. This is a verse from the 10th canto where the rainy season is described in Vrindavan. Shukdev Goswami gives an example. He says, you know, in the forest, in the village, there are, you know, two lands, fields, and in between there is a pagdandi, they say in Hindi. You know, there is a small path to walk. In the rainy season, nobody walks on that path. As a result of that, it gets covered by the weeds. The path gets covered. Similarly, if we are not regularly walking on this path, you know, of our philosophical convictions, if we are not every day reading scriptures, then our mind will get covered by the weed of doubts. Na abhyasyamana shrutayo dvijai kalena chahata. It will get covered by the doubts. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, please drink this nectar every day. This nectar of Bhagavatam, this nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita, please drink it every day. Eyamrit karpan yar sam nahiyan chitte kad sudirda vishwas na padaku tark garte amedya kar kashavarte yate podile hoy sarvanash. Kaviraj Goswami says, please drink this nectar. Eyamrit karpan, there is nothing like this. Yar sam nahiyan chitte kar sudirda vishwas, have faith. Don't read all the other philosophical scriptures, all the other philosophies of the world. They are like a ditch full of poison. Na pada kutark garte, you know, false philosophy. If you fall in this, you'll be destroyed. And as this verse says, Krishna, he purposely has given such wonderful Vedic literature in this way so that people who want to take out the other meanings, they will be able to do that. So we have to be very careful of why we have come to Krishna consciousness. As one devotee was saying, in ISKCON you will get best of Maya also and best of Krishna also. Very wonderful. Whatever you want, you will get in ISKCON. If you want sense gratification, if you want wealth, and that's why you are come to Krishna, Krishna will give that. And if you want Krishna prem, Krishna will give that also. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradhi. Whatever you want, Krishna will give. So we have to be really careful why we have come. Otherwise, just like this verse, Daksha is saying, you know, acting within the heart of people, you make them forget these philosophical conclusions and they forget their own soul. So Krishna works on this principle of ye yatha mam prapadyante, why I have come to Krishna, what do I want? So that is very important. If we want Krishna, we'll get Krishna. If we want the sense gratification and the opulence of this world, Krishna will give that also. Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya, kabu Krishna premana den rakhe na lukaya. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Krishna will give you everything. You want sense gratification? Krishna will give. You want liberation? Krishna will give. Bhukti mukti diya, kabhu Krishna prem naden. He never gives Krishna prem so easily. He keeps it hidden because Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees. Rupa Goswami, he has written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, an OD. Bhakti is called as sudurlabha. It is very rare. Jiva Goswami says there are two reasons why bhakti is rare. Jiva Goswami has written a commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is called as Durgama Sangamani Tika. He writes, you know, why bhakti is so very rare? Two reasons. First, he says, because Krishna is controlled by his devotees, he doesn't give it so easily. He tests a devotee thoroughly before giving bhakti. And second, he says, because devotees, they don't endeavor enough. Shrinvata svakatha, shrinvata shraddhaya nityam, grinatascha svacheshtitam, kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishateridi. Shrinvata shraddhaya nityam. Shrinvata shraddhaya. If somebody is hearing with faith and applying it, Swacheshtitam, this word Swacheshtitam is very important. Jiva Goswami says Swacheshtitam means endeavoring to the best. If we don't endeavor to the best of our capacity, Krishna will never give this prema bhakti so easily. And he will give whatever we want. If we are practicing bhakti to get things and people and name, fame, prestige of this world, he'll give that. Because he wants 100%. He doesn't, you know, somebody was saying, Krishna is a jealous God. That means he says, if you want to come to me and if you have any other thing in mind, I won't accept you. You go to that person, you go to that place. If you have come to me, there should be no competition. If you want only me, then I'll give you myself. That's why he doesn't give it so easily. And so many philosophies are there in this world. whatever you want to get, whatever your heart says, you will get a particular philosophy suitable to your desire. As you know, there is a philosophy of Charvak, who said, Yavat jivet sukham jivet ranam kritva ghritam pibet bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutah punaragaman bhavet. Beg, borrow or steal, but eat in ghee, food made in ghee. Who has seen what happens after death? So therefore, you know, there are so many philosophical theories. And the end of all philosophical conclusions is to surrender to Krishna. That is the perfection of all the philosophical conclusions. And that's what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam in so very elaborate way. That is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita in such a wonderful way. Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you want to use your logic, please use your logic to understand the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karoha Vichar, Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. If you just think what Mahaprabhu has given us, you'll be amazed. He has come to give the highest to the lowest. We are not even qualified for, you know, simple Mishra Bhakti, and he has come to give us pure, unalloyed devotional service. Braja Prem. That is the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Chaitanya avatare vahe prema amrita vanya sab jiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya ye banyaye jena bhase sei jiva char koti janme kabhutar nahi ek nistar. Kaviraj Goswami is describing, Mahaprabhu has come, Chaitanya avatare vahi prem amrita vanya, and he is flooding this entire world with this love of God. And anyone who doesn't take advantage of this, he is the most fortunate person. So therefore, we have to understand what Mahaprabhu has given us. You know, this is an amazing thing. The process of bhakti, which we have been given by the Supreme Lord, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it is amazing. Rupa Goswami writes in Padyavali that you have to pay a price to get this taste of bhakti. What is that price? Everyone wants, right? Everyone wants to have that rasa, taste of Krishna consciousness. We have tasted a drop of it sometimes. That's why we are still here. Somewhere, in some classes, some festivals, some yatras, we have experienced some joy of Krishna consciousness. And that's why we are continuing. Rupa Goswami says, if you want to get more, you have to pay a price for it. What is the price? We have to be eager to get it. Eagerness is the only price for Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulyam apimulyam ekalam janma koti sukritir nalabhyate. If we are not greedy, we will not get it even after millions of lifetimes. Janma koti sukriti nalabhyate. Millions of lifetimes. Bahu janma kore yadi shravana kirtan tabuto na paye Krishna pade premadhan. If we are not sincere and attentive in our practices of sadhana bhakti, we will not get Krishna. You know, when we are chanting, many times our, you know, ecstasy is when the last round gets over, 16th round is over, then the Sakshi Mala, 16th money goes down. That is ecstasy, right? Now I can do anything. You know, devotee goes through various stages in chanting. In the beginning, you know, devotee feels, I have to chant. Chanting karna hai. Then, slowly, he or she advances in Krishna consciousness. Then he comes to the stage of, I want to chant. And then, when he gets purified more and more, then comes to the, he comes to the stage of, I love to chant. So it all depends on our eagerness, how eager we are. to get this prema bhakti, to get this taste for chanting. You know, we like to do a certain activity, we are enthusiastic to do a certain activity if the activity is pleasing, you know, if we get joy in doing it. We should remind ourselves that bhakti is the most pleasing activity. Nothing is as pleasing, as joyful as Krishna consciousness. One time reporter asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what do you do for recreation? And because whole day you are doing chanting and reading and giving class, what do you do for recreation to relax? You know, what did Prabhupada say? Prabhupada said, our whole life is recreation. Who in the morning gets up 4 a.m. in the morning and starts dancing? You know, we do that. Mangalarti, we start dancing 4:30. Whole life is recreation. Su sukham kartum avyayam. It is all blissful. That's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That's why Rupa Goswami calls it Sandrananda Vishesh Atma. The bliss which a devotee experiences, it is, you know, it cannot be compared to even Brahmananda. What to speak of Swargananda? As Dhruva, he is praying to Lord Krishni Garbha when he appears in front of him. Ya nirvrite stano bhritam tava pada padma dhyanat bhavajjana katha shravanena vasyat sa brahmani sumahimanya pinata mabhut kim tvantakasi lulita patatam vimanat. He is praying, oh my Lord, the bliss which I am experiencing in two things, tava pad padma dhyan and bhavajjana katha shravan. Bhavajjana katha shravan means hearing about your pastimes from your devotees, and tava pad padma dhyan means meditating on your lotus feet. Yane rivritistano bhritam tava pad padma dhyanad bhavajjana katha shravanena vasya. These two things, the happiness which I am getting from this, it cannot be compared to Brahmananda. Sa brahmani, brahma, brahma sukh is insignificant in front of this. So if Brahmananda is insignificant, what to speak of Swargananda? Kim tvantaka silulita patatam vimana. It is insignificant. Swargananda is not in question only. So that's how unlimited nectar is available in these pastimes of the Lord. The problem is, we, as Srila Prabhupada, he would say, we are just licking the outside of the honey bottle many times. Something which is, you know, just like pure devotees, they are like, you know, rasagya. They have opened the honey bottle, they have poured out the honey, and they have, you know, put the lid back. Some honey is there on the lid, sticking. And we have tasted that. And we have understood that there is immense nectar available inside, but we are not able to open the bottle again. Because we are not endeavoring enough. Krishna is ready to give. We are not endeavoring enough many times. Otherwise, the nectar is unlimited. That's what all these great devotees are experiencing. Eva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha ki adbhuta chaitanya charita Krishna upaji be priti jani be rasera riti shuni lei bada hoy hita. Kaviraj Goswami says, even if you are bored, even if you don't like to hear, please hear, still please hear. Eva nahi bujhe, if you are not able to understand anything, you know, many devotees, they say, I don't understand such intense philosophy of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Bhagavad Gita. No problem. Even if you don't understand, Yeba nahi bujhe keha, shunite shunite seha, please keep hearing, please keep reading. Kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are amazing. When you read again and again, when you hear again and again, Krishna upaji be priti jani be rasera riti, you will develop love for Krishna. unlimited nectar is available. That's what Rupa Goswami is saying. I want millions of tongues to chant the names of Krishna. I want millions of ears to chant the name of Krishna, to hear the name of Krishna. Our situation is the same in a different way. You know, one devotee is saying, I am also praying, please give me millions of tongues so that I can chant, you know, all my 16 rounds, ek bar karenge, ho jayega mera mala, you know. So, our situation, the condition stage is sometimes different. Our only focus is when we'll get over, when my chanting will get over, when I'll finish my chanting. But pure devotees, they are waiting to chant more and more. As Bhagavatam 3rd verse describes, Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam, it is a ripened mango without a seed, without skin. And there is a word which comes there. Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. Please drink this nectar of Harikatha more and more. Muhu. And what will happen when you drink it more? You will faint in ecstasy. Again get up, again drink, again faint, and it should go on. You know, drunkards, their ecstasy is they want to drink more and more and more of alcohol, and then they faint, they become unconscious, again get up, drink more, again become unconscious. That is a drunkard. As the drunkard starts drinking, in the beginning he can't drink much. But with the practice, he can drink more and more and more. And you know, when drunkards, they drink, they don't drink alone many times. They drink together with their friends, in association. Why? Because when two drunkards, they sit together and drink, two things increase. You know, the quantity and quality. They can drink more and they can relish more. We also want to become drunk hearing the pastimes of the Lord. That's what Dhruva Maharaj says. I want association of your devotees, O my Lord. Because in your association, such wonderful Krishna Katha I am hearing, I am just intoxicated. Bhaktim moho pravahatam tvaime prasango bhuyadananda mahatam amalashayanam yenanjasolbanamuru vyasanam bhavaptim neshye bhavadguna katham ritapanam attaha. Oh my Lord, I want association of your devotees. You know what will happen? In association of devotees. So he says, I want association of devotees. What will happen in association of devotees? Lord may say, Are, what is your plan to cross this ocean of material existence? It is so very fearful. He says, I don't care about it. I will very easily cross this ocean of material existence because neshe bhavad guna katha amritapana mattaha, very easily. Neshe means easily. Why? I don't even realize this, the problems of this material world, because I am drunk in holy names. Harinama mattaha bhavad guna katha amritapana mattaha. So Krishna Katha is so very wonderful, so very pleasing. So we should give our best. Another reason why a person does a certain activity is if it is urgent, right? Urgent hai, abhi karna hi padega, I have to do it now. You know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when Srila Prabhupada met him. So Srila Prabhupada, as Abhay Charan, he was arguing with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Who will take this message of your Lord Chaitanya? We are a dependent country. First, we have to become independent. Saraswati Thakur said, Krishna consciousness is an urgency. Cannot wait for anything. It is an urgent thing. We have to understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness. A devotee cannot afford to waste time. That is called as avyartha kalatvam. In today's age of social media and smartphones, it is so very difficult to, you know, be focused. To not waste time, it is so very difficult. Avyartha kalatvam, not wasting a single moment. One Prabhupada disciple, Chitralekha Mataji, she is sharing that one time Srila Prabhupada, he gave some instructions to his servant Upendra Prabhu. And he went out. And as he left the room of Prabhupada, there was one devotee who was coming, he met. And this Upendra Prabhu, he started talking to this devotee. And he was there for a few minutes. Srila Prabhupada called him back, said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Prabhupada, just about things and just about devotees." Prabhupada said, "That is gossip. This gossip will destroy our movement. So we should never, we should, you know, always be careful not wasting our time. Because our non-devotees, other people, those who are not practicing, they don't have to chant their rounds. They don't have to read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. They don't have to be with devotees. They don't have to come for yatras. They don't have to, you know, do any services. If they read some news or newspaper or whatever, they can afford to do so. They can spend their whole day in that. As devotees, we should be very careful how much time we are spending in those things. Sometimes we may have to do that. It is needed. But we should be very careful. So therefore, we have to understand it is urgency. We don't need assets and resources in Krishna consciousness to advance. Only thing which is required is urgency. We should be in the urgent mode. We cannot afford to be complacent. Urgency. That's why Kaviraj Goswami, as he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes all the Antyalila pastimes in the beginning of the Madhyalila. Why? Urgency. He says, "I don't know whether I live or not. If I die, how will devotees hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya? Ei Antyalila sar sutra madhye visitar kari kuchu kari luvi varan. This is our treasure. These pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, pastimes of Krishna, they are our treasure. We should relish them, we should preserve them, we should protect them. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, if I die, how will devotees hear about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya? Sankshepai sutra koila iha nalikhila. Age taha kari bhavistar. I am writing all this in brief now. Yadi tata din jiye mahaprabhur kripa hoye. If by the mercy of the Lord I live, I will elaborate. So therefore we have to understand that it is an urgency. If we are not urgent, then if we are not in urgent mode, then we become complacent and then we become distracted. Oh, there is enough time for me to advance in Krishna consciousness. We have to be urgent. Because Vidura, he told Dhritarashtra, time has come. Get out of your home. Get out of this palace, O Dhritarashtra. Rajan nirgamyatam shigra. Get out of this complacency. Practice spiritual life. So therefore, bhakti, it is an urgency. It is the, you know, easiest, it is the most pleasing thing. And it is the urgent, most urgent thing. Another thing which we should know, why we should practice bhakti. It is the most auspicious thing to do. The most wonderful thing to do. Nothing can be as auspicious as Krishna consciousness. Sadrichino hi ayam loke pantha shema akuto bhayam sushila sadhavo yatra narayana parayana. Sadrichi nohi ayam loke, certainly in this world, panthah shemah, the most auspicious path, shema, is Krishna consciousness. There is nothing more auspicious than this. Anything which happens in the life of a devotee, it is auspicious because it brings him or her close to Krishna. Apparent reversals, apparent pains and problems in the life of a devotee, if taken in right consciousness, will bring that devotee close to Krishna. That's how Krishna orchestrates the life of his devotees. We see in the life of Narad Muni, in the first canto it comes, the small boy, he has his only mother. Once she goes to milk the cow in the forest and she is bitten by the serpent, she dies. Such a disaster. Small 5 years old boy, he has nobody. He had only mother. She is also taken away by the Lord. And now, you know, an ordinary person, he will blame God. He will say, why you have done so all these things in my life? Why you have put me in so much of the trouble? What did Narad Muni say? Tada tadahamishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsitaha anugraham manyamanah pratishtham dishamuttaram. He says, I consider to be the extreme mercy of the Lord. Anugraha. You know, such response is not so easy. You know, most of us, we can consider the good things which are happening in our life as the mercy of the Lord. But to consider reversals as mercy of the Lord, that requires a mature heart. That comes by years of sincere practice of Krishna consciousness. And that's what we are aspiring for. To give a mature response towards our problems. Be grateful. You know, some people, when problem comes, they blame God. Or some people say, well, I have to tolerate it. These are my own karma. Even higher is, I am grateful to Krishna for giving me this. I was supposed to suffer more. Tatenu kampam susamikshamanu bhunjanu evatmakritam vipakam ridvagava purbhir vididhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. It is anukampa, it is extreme mercy of the Lord. And you know, the higher than this is prayers of Kunti Maharani. She says, I want more problems. You know, we are not on that level. At least I am not on that level. You know, at least we can come to this level of being grateful. Gratitude is not a part of Krishna consciousness. To be grateful is Krishna consciousness. We have to be grateful to Krishna for every aspect of our life. Whatever happens in the life of a devotee, he should be grateful to Krishna for this. Just like in the first canto, when Krishna departs, and Arjuna is remembering what all things Krishna has done for him. And he recalls some of the incidents where Krishna is not there personally. Just like he could even astonish Lord Shiva, Krishna is not there. But still he is giving credit to Krishna. That is a devotee. So we should understand that whatever happens in the life of a devotee, it is all auspicious. There is nothing inauspicious in the life of a devotee. Because bhakti is all auspicious, it is a shubda. It is the most auspicious activity. The path is auspicious and the result is auspicious. What else do we need? It's the only thing which creates auspiciousness in this world. Yasya khilami vahabi sumangalai vacho vimishra guna karma janmabhi prananti shumbanti punanti vai jagat yastad virakta shavashobha namati. Yasya Akhil Ameev Habi. Ameev means sins. Habi means destroys. All the sins get destroyed. Sumangalai. All auspiciousness is produced. How? Vacho Vimishra Guna Karma Janmabhi. Just by hearing the words which are full of name, form, pastimes of the Lord. They give life. Prananti, they give life. Punanti, they purify. Prananti Shumbhanti, they purify. They punanti, they animate. Otherwise, whatever is there in this world, it is the decoration of a dead body. No use. Bhakti is all auspicious. So therefore, you know, there are so many reasons we should know that to practice bhakti, it is the most urgent thing. It is most auspicious thing. It is the only activity which gives us shelter. You know, people in this world, when they're in problems, when they're in pain, different people, they take shelter of different things. Some people take shelter of food. Some people take shelter of drugs, alcohol. Some people, they think, you know, so jao, you know, just go to sleep. You are so much pain, so much stress. Bhul jao, you know, just eat, forget. Take drugs, alcohol, forget. But all these things of this world, they are not the real shelter. Only shelter which is permanent is shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the ultimate sharana. We should always keep on introspecting where our mind goes when we are in pain, when we are in troubles. Are we taking shelter of our wealth? Are we taking shelter of our relatives? Are we taking shelter of our property? Are we taking shelter of our own strength, our intelligence? None of this will survive. We have to take shelter of Krishna. And of course, practically, whatever we can, we should do. But in the hearts of the hearts, we should understand that only Krishna can help me. Only Krishna can protect me. That is a shelter. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes when Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was eager to get shelter and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to meet this king. He is a Vishayi. He is a sense gratifier. He is a materialist. Although he was a great devotee. Pratap Rudra, when he was told, Mahaprabhu doesn't want to meet you, he was broken hearted. He said, Papini che uddharite tahar avatar, jagaye madhayete hun karila uddhar. Are, he has come to deliver most fallen. He delivered Jagai Madhai also. But I think he has come with a vow that he will deliver everyone but not Pratap Rudra. Pratap Rudra chadi karibe jagata nistar. Ehi pratigya kori kori ache en avatar. Tahara pratigya more na kariba darshan. Mora pratigya taravina chadi ba jivan. He says, he has taken a vow not to give me darshan. I will take a vow. I am taking a vow. I'll give up my life if I don't get darshan. Yadi sei Mahaprabhur na pai kripadhan, kiba rajya, kiba deha sab akaran. If I don't get the mercy of the Lord, kripadhan, that is the only treasure which I am aspiring to get. Are, what is the use of the shelters of this world? What is the use of Rajya? What is the use of Deha, Dhana? It is all waste. So therefore, he is saying, he is king. He has all the things of the world which people aspire for. People take shelter of wealth, money, power, prestige, strength. He has everything. He says, these are not the shelters. Real shelter is, Yadi sei Mahaprabhurna pai kripadhan, kirba rajya kiba deha sabo akaran. It is all waste. Only mercy of the Lord is a shelter. That should be the conviction of a devotee. That should be the faith of a devotee, that this is the only shelter. And there is unlimited hope in the result. You know, success. There is unlimited hope in getting success. If we do certain activity, if we find, okay, it is hopeful, then we'll get success. Bhakti is the most hopeful thing. Because Krishna himself says, I will protect you, don't worry. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. There is no loss in this path. Neha bhikramanashu asti. So therefore, you know, we have to understand that the process of bhakti is the most pleasing, most auspicious, it is urgent, and it is the only thing which can give us shelter. And that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we have been given the highest, although we are the lowest. So therefore, all these philosophies of the world, which are so very confusing, bahushastre bahuvakye chitte brahmahoe, we don't have to get into all these different philosophies of the world. Everyone has a different philosophy. We have to stick to our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We have to increase our faith in the philosophy by practicing it, by regularly, sincerely praying to the Lord, chanting attentively, so that we can also develop some attraction for the Lord's name from pastimes. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this very remarkable session. It was very interesting to know that, yes, ISKCON can give whatever we want. If you want Maya, Maya also you will get. If you want Krishna, you will get Krishna. It looks very serious thing. Mind. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, I request devotees if they have any, they can ask now.
Then with Pranam Mataji, Prahlad and then speaker. And
yes.
Then with Pranam to all the devotees and Prabhuji. This is a very analytical and very exalted lecture I have heard. I'm going to hear it again, put down so many notes there. And this is very educative also. Prabhuji, the gist I got was Prahlad Maharaj's slok, which says, If I can attain that stage of Magna Chitta, hearing Bhagavan Krishna's Katha all the time, that will be the greatest gain I have. And this is the message from your lecture which I'm trying to reach. Thank you very much for all this very nice discourse you gave today. Hare Bol Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prahladanand Prabhuji. Beautiful. I see Jyoti Takni. Please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, in the class, you have said about the urgency mode. If a devotee, when the devotee is in bhakti, I mean sincerely trying to, and at that time there are some bliss or there is some struggle, but there and the urgency was at the start, but the intensity of urgency gets dilute, and when there are problems, the intensity increases. So there is no straight or there is no. The intensity is not at the same, means it is like a wave, it's going at the peak and then it's coming, it's just going below negative. So why these waves are there? Because the surrenderness is there, because the faith is there, but why these waves are there? Like there is always a pull in the material life and there is a pull in the spiritual life. So why there is this tug of war is going on? I just want to know.
Okay. Very wonderful question. Thank you, Mataji. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has written a book called Madhurya Kadambini. In that, he analyzes very nicely this problem of a sadhaka. We are, you know, practicing sadhana bhakti. We are conditioned souls trying to develop some attraction for the Lord. Most of us, you know, are trying to get purified of our anarthas. So he says, at the stage of sadhana bhakti, There are various levels, you know, Adav Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. So then that Anartha Nivritti is called as Anishthita Bhajan. So till the time we have these anarthas of lust, anger, greed, pride, and illusion, our practice of bhakti will be Anishthita. And what are the characteristics of this Anishthita Bhakti? He says there are six qualities of Anishthita Bhajan. First is Utsahamai. Utsahamai means, you know, you must have seen in the beginning, you know, when new people, they come to Krishna consciousness, they start liking the process. They are so enthusiastic. They say, Prabhuji, you tell me any service, I'll do. And after some days, they are missing. They are not to be seen only. Their enthusiasm is like sine wave, as you are saying. Utsahamai. Sometimes very strong, very enthusiastic. Sometimes no enthusiasm, gone. Then they get purified a little bit more by the practice of chanting. Then they come to the second stage of Ghanatarala. Sometimes their devotion is very intense. Sometimes it is very weak. That is called as Ghanatarala. Then comes the third stage. That is called as Vishaya Sangar. Vishaya Sangar means he knows that sense gratification is bad, but still he can't give it up. You know. Then he comes to the fourth level. He gets purified of these anarthas, these conditionings, slowly, slowly, gradually. He comes to the fourth stage of Vyudha Vikalpa. Vyudha Vikalpa means he is not able to decide how should I practice Krishna consciousness, where should I situate myself, which job should I do, or for a young person, should I join ashram or should I get married? You know, so many controversies, confusions in the mind. After practicing, he gets purified more. Now he is stable, situated in his Krishna consciousness. He is chanting 16 rounds. He is practicing four regulative principles. He comes to the fifth stage. That is called as Niyamakshama. He wants to increase his standards of devotional service. All of us must have experienced this, you know. I want to increase my chanting. I want to increase my reading of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. We do it for some days and then it is gone. Vyudha Vikalpa. Niyamakshama. Then comes the sixth stage. Now the devotee crosses that stage also. Now he's very fixed in his practice. He's a wonderful devotee. He's inspiring so many. Then comes the sixth stage of Tarangarangini. Tarangarangini is the waves of name, fame, prestige, profit, adoration, distinction start coming. So, all these things will keep coming in our life till the time we are not purified of our anarthas, till the time we are not purified of our conditionings. So, what a devotee should do? He should be patient with himself or herself. Many times, we blame ourselves so much. We go into guilty consciousness so much that we lose the enthusiasm to chant. We lose the enthusiasm to practice bhakti, you know. It is like, you know, our practice of sadhana bhakti, it is like churning of the milk ocean. In the beginning of churning, what is the first thing which comes out? The poison. So deadly. You know, it is not so easy to handle that. We should not, you know, consume the poison of anarthas which are coming out. We should not try to handle that. We should take shelter of devotees and the Lord. They can handle this poison. Our poison we cannot handle. So therefore, we should be patient with ourselves. We should be tolerant with ourselves. And just give yourself some time. And slowly over a period of time, we'll see that now the anarthas, the wave has subsided. Another wave will come. Then that will subside in some time. It will go on till the time we are not completely purified. Tamte Diksha Swabharata. That is the first instruction which Krishna is giving to Arjuna. Just tolerate. That's it. Utsaha, Nishchaya, and Dhairya. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hey Krishna. Prabhuji, there is one more question. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Prabhuji, you said that bhakti is all auspicious. Then you have quoted some verses. So could you please just locate it so that I can revise it?
Which I quoted so many items. Bhakti, first is bhakti is auspicious because it is shubhada. You know, I quoted a verse from Narad Muni's pastime. It comes in the first canto, fifth chapter or sixth chapter, where Narad Muni is telling his own past life to Vyasdev. Tada tadaham ishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsitah. I don't remember the exact verse number, but you know, I can send to you know Shama Gauri Mataji. I have her number only, or you know, and yeah, there is one more verse I quoted. Sadrichino hiyam loke pantha shema. That comes in, I think, sixth canto. In the Ajamil pastime. So that's how bhakti is very, very auspicious.
Yes. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanlok Pramagosti Shalabha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very wonderful. And, you know, we need to contemplate on it. So thank you so much for your association and time, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes, I would like to read a few comments. Mataji, Ekaradika Leela Mataji is referring to the best. Could someone please send the link to the verse? She's asking for the reference of the verse, endeavoring to the best, in which verse it talked about.
Endeavoring to the best. I quoted one verse where we should be eager to practice Krishna consciousness. That is from Padyavali. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. So that verse is from Padyavali where Rupa Goswami is telling that we should, the price to practice bhakti is to get the rasa of bhakti is eagerness, laulyam, you know. And that's what I quoted.
Yes, thank you so much.
Prabhuji, can you send me the verses? I can forward to the group.
Sure, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I'll send you. Any other questions?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. There are other two comments I would like to read. Yuvaraj Prabhuji is kindly telling that, like, thank you so much, wonderful class. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your audience also encouragement to the speaker and audience here. I think, and Tiffany Mataji is telling, thank you for such a beautiful class and very nice question. Aditi Mataji is thanking. Yeah, Vrinda Gopika Mataji is also thanking for the association. Yes, there are no other questions.
I think Balaram Prasad Prabhu has raised his hand.
Yes, Prabhu, now you can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat, Pranam, Kaur Vilas Prabhu. Yes. Prabhu, I have maybe off this topic, but maybe it helps me to understand a little bit more. There are the bhakti is there as you insisted and emphasized more on what bhakti aspect of our and how Krishna the taste increases every day when we do the bhakti more and more. I think you gave many examples for that. So I have a few thoughts and some in spite of me doing or somebody doing the bhakti process of bhakti or sadhana bhakti. We have experienced, we all have experienced a little bit or more of some reciprocations. So I just want to understand what is this, because there is, it's giving me a little bit understanding more and more, but not 100% clear. So I just want to understand what is the differences between revelation, reciprocation, and realization.
Revelation, reciprocation, realization. Wow. Srila Prabhupada writes in the first canto, fourth chapter, first verse, purport. What is realization? Very, very wonderful definition of realization. This is a very, you know, oft quoted word, you know, realization. But what is actually realization? You know, Prabhupada quotes in this. I'll just read that, you know, verbatim, what Prabhupada writes about what is realization. It is first canto, fourth chapter, first verse, purport. Prabhupada is writing, what is realization? So he says, personal realization does not mean one should out of vanity attempt to show one's own learning by trying to surpass the previous acharya. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya. And at the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it. Yet, it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called as realization. Very, very precise definition of realization. There is nothing vague in this. I'll give you an example. When Srila Prabhupada was trying to tell the hippies, what is spiritual world? Anyone knows what did Prabhupada say? What example he gave to explain to the hippies who are drug addicts, who are completely, you know, intoxicated, when he wanted to say, what is spiritual world? He gave a very wonderful example.
Sea of LSD.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Ocean. Prabhupada said, it is an ocean. Spiritual world is an ocean of LSD. That is called as realization. To present a subject matter according to the time, place, and circumstance. You know, that is realization. So, actually Krishna, you know, there are many things which I could not speak. One of that was, when Krishna gives realization, when he sees a sincere endeavor on the part of a devotee, it comes in the first canto, seventh chapter, when Ashwatthama killed the five sleeping sons of Draupadi and Arjuna goes and arrests him with the intention of bringing his head. He wanted to, you know, bring the head of Ashwatthama. But then he doesn't do it because he's a Brahmana. He just arrests him and brings him. And then Draupadi says, no, please leave him. She gives five reasons. She says, he is son of a Brahmana. He is our worshipable. He is the only son of his mother. So we should not behave in a duplicitous way. And then ultimately Krishna says, look, you have to please your wife. You have to, and Bhima said, kill him. Yudhishthira said, don't kill him. Draupadi is saying, don't kill him. Nakula Sahadev says, don't kill him. So then Krishna says, you have to satisfy everyone. You know, you have to satisfy me. You have to satisfy your wife. You have to satisfy Bhima. So how did he do that? He just cut off the jewel and the hair of Ashwatthama. Sud Goswami uses a very wonderful word there. Arjuna sahasa gyaya harir hardam mathasina manim jahar murdhanyam dujasya sahamurtajam. He says, harir hardam. Arjuna knew the heart of Krishna. He knew Krishna is testing me. So these realizations come by a sincere practice of our Krishna consciousness. Realization, you know, and reciprocation. We can see anything as reciprocation of the Lord. Krishna consciousness is the art of right responses. we can see anything in this world as a reciprocation. Generally, you know, our conditioned mind says when good things are happening to us, it is a reciprocation of the Lord, right? And bad things are happening, Lord is not so happy with me. But a pure devotee, how he or she reacts, everything is a reciprocation only. That's what Kunti Maharani is saying, right? First canto, 8th chapter, Vishan Mahagne, Purushade Darshana, Dasat Sabaya, Vanavasa Krichrata, Mride Mridene, Kamaharathastrato, Dronyatra, Dashas Mahare Virakshita. He's recounting so many problems came in my life. You protected us always. Isme se ek bhi hamare jivan mein ho gaya na, we will think, Krishna, please keep your bee bag, I'm going. You know, so many things. So we can see anything as reciprocation. That is how, you know, a devotee develops in his consciousness or her consciousness. So that's what I can say about, you know, realization and reciprocation.
Okay. Revelation.
Oh, revelation. Oh, revelation, you know. It should not be, it is not a miracle. Miraculous revelations. We should not expect any miracles in Krishna consciousness. If they come, great. But most of the time, there will be no miracles in Krishna consciousness. You know, one day you get up in the morning and you feel like chanting 64 rounds. It doesn't happen like that. You know, it is a gradual practice of Krishna consciousness. What we can see as revelation is the sincere endeavor to practice something. You know, sometimes it happens. The same purport we are reading, same thing we are reading, but something clicks. We think we experience some revelation. How it happened? Because we heard the same thing many times. We read the same things many times. Why that revelation experience came? Because we have tried to practice it, internalize it, and then the same things click, same things they, you know, give a wow experience, aha, you know, eureka moment, as they say. The revelation comes when Krishna sees the sincere endeavor. That is what Damodar Leela all about, right? You know, Yashoda, she was really struggling hard. Swamatu swinnagatraya vistrishta kavarasya drishtva parishramam krishnam kripaya sitva vandane. When Krishna saw the intense struggle, hard labor, then he agreed to be bound. So we should not expect miracles in Krishna consciousness. Steady, consistent devotional service will give revelations. The same things, you know, pure devotee chanting Hare Krishna and a sadhaka chanting, the mantra is the same, right? But pure devotees, when they chant, they are in ecstasy. But we don't see many times the struggles of a pure devotee, how they have come to this level. Any devotee you see, they have led a very, very, you know, hard life, as it can say that. Very lots, they have underwent lots of troubles. So we don't see that. We see, arey, toh itne bade devotee ho gaye, but whole life, what he has gone through. Now he is having all these revelations because he has gone through a sincere hard work and struggle in Krishna consciousness. Consistency pleases the Lord. You know, we should not be like shooting stars. You know, Diwali mein we just burn some firecrackers, usko ek anar hota hai, you know, it goes up and then immediately comes down. We should not be like that. Consistent practice of Krishna consciousness pleases the Lord more than the sudden bursts of enthusiasm. That will give revelation because Krishna sees whatever is our sincere desire. Okay, Hare Krishna.
I am kind of a business-minded. I'm not there yet. Okay. So is there anything wrong in hankering in any of this?
Sorry, Prabhuji, can you repeat this question, last line?
is it anything wrong in hankering? Because I'm more of business minded. So
no problem. Dhruva was the, nobody can be greater person, greater, you know, nobody can hanker greater than Dhruva, right? He wanted a kingdom greater than great grandfather Brahma. But interesting thing about Krishna consciousness is Krishna will give whatever a devotee likes. Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishaya sukh. Amrita chadi visha mage ei bada murkh. Ami vigye ei murkha vishay ke na diba. Swacharna amrita diya vishaye bhulaiba. Krishna is saying, oh, he is my devotee. He is worshipping me and he is wanting sense gratification of this world. I will not give him. Or I will give him in such a way that he will not ask for that thing again. That's what happened with Dhruva. He said, Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayache, I don't want, I was looking for broken pieces of cloth. So, you know, no problem in, you know, hankering. But we should, while we are practicing, we should not focus on the material goals. Dhruva, he was focused on the process. He was not focusing on the product. So whatever our desire may be, we will get it for sure. Aisa nahi hoga ki Krishna bolenge, "Thik hai, okay, I'll give you bhakti only." No, he will give. For sure he will give. Satyam dishati arthitam arthito ninam. It is true. Krishna gives. Naivartha doyat punarartitam yataha. He doesn't give in a way that a devotee will ask for the same thing again. How does he do that? Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichchatam. He gives himself. Devotee says, I don't want you. Bole lena hi padega. It comes free. You know, I will give myself for sure. And when Krishna comes in life, all the material desires are gone. So no problem in, you know, hankering. You can become the biggest of the people. But while practicing bhakti, we should not compromise on the standards. For sure we'll be purified. We should not artificially be on a pure devotional level. You know, it will not stay for long.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Amazing. Very, very nice answers. Actually, I need to hear your lecture again. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that beautiful question. Thank you, Prabhuji, for very, very wonderful, wonderful class. It was really mind-blowing. We're prizing so much and we are really benefited from talk, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. We request that you come very often. Yeah, let us pay. If you're okay, we will end the call.
Yes, yes, Mataji. Prabhuji has to go.
Prabhuji ki jai. Hare
Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Again, it was such a beautiful, beautiful
Hare Krishna.